share with you out of the Gospel according to St. John, the 4th chapter, beginning at verse 46. So Jesus came again into Canaan of Galilee, where he made the water wine. There was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman said unto him, sir, come down, ere my child die. Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. Supporting scripture this morning, coming out of St. Mark, the 9th chapter, verse 23, that you've already heard in your hearing. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. We'll use a subject or a thought this morning. We'd like to speak from the thought, if you don't believe anything else, believe in the word. If you don't believe anything else, believe in the word. God is blessing us this morning. We thank God for our men this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We've learned that it don't take a crowd. All it takes is two or three. And if we are trusting and believing in the power of God, we can do what God would have us to do. So we glorify the Lord this morning. We thank him for this another day's journey. And God is worthy of all of the praises. We have come into this place once again, and God has blessed us because of his mercy and his grace to be in this great service on another Sunday morning. And as we've assembled ourselves, we've come to worship God in spirit and in truth. We come to glorify his name and to tell God thank you, because every one of us got something we can thank the Lord for this morning. Hallelujah. These last few days have been rainy and wet days, but let us not forget that without water we die. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's important that we drink of the living water, knowing that Jesus has redeemed us. And he will do anything that we need him to do. It is a wonderful thing to know him and to have that living water springing inside of us. So those days when we get a little weary, we can just talk to the power of God. Those times when it seems like we don't know how to make ends meet. Don't you know he's all in between your, where you can't make it meet. God is in there. God's going to take care of us. God is going to take care of us, because that is what he does. He takes care of his very own. The Lord has blessed us. He is keeping us. And God wants us to realize that he is a jealous God. God is tired of us talking faith and walking something else. If we're going to believe in the power of God, then we got to believe it even in the rough times. In those times when you can't find an answer, know that there Jesus is the answer. There's always an answer when it comes to the word of God, because the word of God has everything that we need. When I consider that it's only by the grace and the mercy of God that I'm here with just a reasonable portion of health and strength. Then we think about so many others that have less strength than that we have, and they need God to touch their bodies this morning. But we got to daily remind ourselves that God does care. Somebody this morning is beginning to think that God doesn't care anything about me. Why would he allow this to happen to me? And sometimes when we begin to question God, we will have doubt. We will begin to allow the devil to manipulate our minds into thinking that God has something against us. But God does not operate like that. God does not operate like that. The way God works is that if we love him, if we trust him, he will do just what he said that he would do. And we got to trust God to do all the things that we need him to do. When you ask God, you got to believe that he's going to do what you ask him to do. We understand this morning that even though sickness and trouble comes, that even though we have failures and shortcomings, your experiences have made you who you are right now. When we think of the body of Christ, those of us that are considered to be believers, we know and understand that the one most important word that we can find this morning is in the Word of God, and that word is faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is a belief in or confident attitude toward God, involving commitment to his will for your life. When you got faith, you believe something. You got to believe. It got to go farther than just in your mind. You got to believe in mind, heart, body, and soul. You got to believe it even when you don't understand it. You got to ask God, help me to believe it. Help my understanding, because the Bible says, out of all of your getting, get an understanding. Understand that God does love you. Paul declares that salvation is through faith, not through keepings of the law. What we believe makes us who we are. There are those of us this morning that believe that I am where I am because I worked hard and I sacrificed and I did this and I did that. But don't you know you are where you are because of the mercy and grace of God? Every blessing that you have came from God. Every time that you felt like you were lucky and you got away, you weren't lucky, you were blessed, and God was watching over you. I'm looking at some blessed folk this morning. How many of you know that you hadn't dotted every I, crossed every T, but every time you need him, God has stepped right in? How many of you know that he might not come when you want him? We heard somebody say that. A lot of us have heard somebody say he may not come when you want him. But then they followed up and say he is an on-time God. Now what can you say this morning? Can you say that didn't come when I wanted him to come, but I thank God that he came on time. He came just when I needed him the most. He came when I was ready to throw my hands up in despair and said, I'm going to give up. God came in and said, I'm going to make everything all right. See, that's the kind of God that we serve this morning. He is a loving, understanding, and thank God he's a patient God. Think about it. We are stubborn sometimes, and we are hard-headed. We are stiff-necked. We got an attitude problem. We got issues all the time. Yeah, I'm talking about us. The so-called Christians, those of us that come to church every Sunday, but every now and then we don't act like we know who God is. Don't nobody have to pump you out to tell God thank you. Don't nobody have to tell you that the Lord has been good to you when you got up this morning. That should have been evident that God was still on your side. I wonder this morning, is there anybody in this house that realized that it's not all about you? It's not about what you contribute to the service. It's not about how much money you pay in the pot. But it's all about how much you love the Lord your God. The Bible says, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Then your neighbor as yourself. What do? We love who we want to love. We like who we want to like. Sad thing, church folk walk over folk. Yeah. Anybody seen anybody like that? One day it's hallelujah. Yeah. The next day it's I don't want nothing to do with ya. Yeah. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. See, we can't stay on the mountain all the time. We're not on the mountain 24 hours a day. We're not on the mountain 365 days a year. But the Bible says through the words of David, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Let me know that every now and then I got to come down off my mountaintop. And when I come down off the mountain and walk down through the valley, I'm going to have some good days and some bad days. I'm going to have some folk that love me and some folk that hate me. I'm going to have some folk that will pull you all apart. But if you know that 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 you belong to God, then if you are in God's hand, the Bible says no man is able to pluck you out. I don't want to seem selfish this morning. And I'm not trying to act like it's all about me. But look at me, a no good wretch undone. Born on October the 2nd, 1956. Naked as a jaybird. Didn't have nothing. And when I die, I'm not going to have anything to take back with me. But I thank God that this joy, the joy that I have, it makes me want to run on and see what the end is going to be. Lord, have mercy. If you don't believe anything else, think we got to believe in the word. Hallelujah. What does believe mean? Believe means to place one's trust in God's truth. One who takes God at his word. See, that's our problem. We believe too much he say, she say. Am I talking to anybody in this house this morning? We get a whole lot better. We stop he saying and she saying. And stop talking about them. You're not man or woman enough to be a part of them. Don't tell me what them said. Let them come to me. Let them face me. Don't listen to everything somebody has to say to you. You better learn how to have a deaf ear. Because sometimes folk trying to steal your joy. Sometimes folk are trying to pull you down from that gate that when you gain ground, they're trying to pull you back. How many of you know that some folk don't like it because you're blessed like that? Hallelujah, Jesus. See, I found out that I don't care whether they like me or not. They don't feed me. They don't take care of me. They don't put the blood that run warm in my vein. When I get hungry, God feeds me. When I get sick, God heals me. Why are you worried about what everybody else say? You might be going through some situations or circumstances in your life this morning. There may be some issues that you don't understand. But I come to tell you this morning that I serve a God that knows every one of your issues. I serve a God that knows exactly what you're going through. God knows when you were ready to give up. God knows whenever you was almost ready to lose your grip. Anybody here know what I'm talking about? Well, I know we got some of them Christians. Them pick it up, lay me down. Met any of them? Let me make it a little plainer. You know how it is? When we feel like being holy and sanctified, we're holding anybody. But now, say something you don't like. See something that you don't like. Some of us, hallelujah, Jesus. Some of us will take our religion and lay it down. Roll up our sleeves. Said, I want to tell you something. I hadn't always been saved. Uh-oh. I I had to stop that. Because some of my main folk probably done said that. May as well be honest. I can't point you out and I don't know for sure. But I know human nature. Some of us have allowed the devil in the world to make us think that the only way that we are where we are is because they helped us. I thank God. I thank God for your help. But let me let you know something. Your help came from the same source. Hello. All of my help come from the Lord. If you're able to help me, then your help came from the Lord. And God had blessed you and given you a heart of compassion and a heart of love to where you don't mind helping somebody else along the way. I wonder, how many of you know somebody this morning that just don't believe nothing? Though they can see the fire, but don't believe that they can get burnt. How many of you remember as our ancestors warned us over and over again, trouble is easy to get into. But it's so hard to get out of. Jesus said we must be born again, but many want to do whatever they want to do. We got to study to know what God would have us to do. We got to know that God wants us to be on his side. Our prayer should be that God will lead and direct our very paths. But we got to understand, we got to hear God when he speaks. There are those that are like the Apostle Thomas, who said, unless I can see the prints in his hands, unless I can see where they've stuck him in the side, I won't believe. But Jesus said, blessed are they that have not seen, but yet they believe. Now, I hadn't seen Jesus because he'd already gone back to glory. But I thank God that I can feel him and I know who he is. I thank God that I'm blessed because I believe and I have not seen. But I wonder this morning how many of you know that God is on your side. I wonder if there are any believers in the house. How many of you trust in God? You got faith that God will do what you ask him to do. When we serve God, we got to know that God will speak to us. God is a miracle worker. Somebody is standing in line for a miracle. I want to let you know where your miracle is going to come from. It's all right to love your pastor. It's all right to love the deacons. It's all right to talk to your prayer partner. But you better have a connection with the Lord. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Now I'm reminded that there was a man. There was a man that had a son. And that son was almost about ready to die. But when I look here in the Word of God, the Bible says, so Jesus came again into Canaan of Galilee, and he made water into wine. A certain nobleman whose son was sick, he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee. The Bible says he went unto Jesus, and he besought him that he would come down and heal his son. For his son was at the point of death. Now think about it for a moment. Here it is, your son is about to die. You done went to one doctor after another. The doctor didn't do anything to help your child. So you know something about the power of God. And you put the son in God's hand. And when you put him in the hands of the Lord, you believe that God is able to take care of the situation at hand. The Bible said, then said Jesus unto the man, do you have to see a sign or a wonder in order for you to believe? But the nobleman said unto him, sir, come on down here. My child is about to die. You can't waste any more time. You got to come on and see about my child. But Jesus says unto him, go thy way. Thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him. The Bible say, and he went his way. Now, if you will, look at that 50th verse. Jesus says unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. In other words, the Lord just made a statement. He gave him a command. Don't stand here worrying about your son, but go on about your business. For your son is already been healed. Well, let us look at the faith of the man. For the Bible said the man believed, didn't ask the question, didn't ask him when, didn't ask him how. But the Bible said he believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him. And then he went his way. As he was on his way, they tell me that somebody came. Said, I just come to tell you that your son is all right. The man said, when did it happen? The man realized that it was the same time the day before when he was talking to the Lord our God. And that made him realize that I am a believer. I believe what God can do. I believe that if I trust the power of God, anything I ask God, God is able to do it for me this morning. If you don't believe anything else, you got to believe in the word of God. If you don't believe that he will make a way out of no way, I dare you to try him this morning. The Bible said that Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Don't you know with men some things are impossible? But with God, all things are possible. If you are able to believe, all you got to do is trust the power of God. I believe that the Lord will make a way out of no way. I believe that God is on my side. I believe that he's a mighty God that sits high and looks down low. I thank God this morning because there's something that we don't believe in. But if you believe in the word of God, you got to call on the Lord with all of your heart. You got to trust God with all of your heart. You got to be just like this father and run out and say, I believe, I believe. Help my unbelief. For when I don't believe that you can do, you always step in and do it anyhow. When I thought I wasn't going to make it, you stepped in and did it anyhow. I believe that God is on my side. Anybody hear what I'm saying? If you don't believe anything else, you better believe in the word of God. The word of God tells me this morning that if I need help, all I got to do is look up to the hill. Know that all of my help come from the Lord. If I need healing, they tell me that by his stripes, I'm healed this morning. The Bible says that he healeth all of thine diseases. If you can believe it, you can receive it. I stopped by to tell somebody, you better believe in God. I believe that God is on our side. I believe that we're in favor with God. God is going to pick us up, turn us around, make everything all right. I believe that God is going to shower down blessings in this bad hour of ours. I believe that when I get hungry, that God got cattle on 1,000 hills. He is the bread of life. He's water when I'm thirsty. And when I drink of his water, I don't have to thirst anymore. He is the living water. Trust God. Know God. And if you don't believe nothing I said, believe in the word. The word will make a difference in every one of our lives. If you don't think that you can be better than what you are, believe in the word. Because the word says that God will never leave us, neither will he forsake us. The word tells us that Jesus the Christ died on Calvary for your sins and for my sins. And I believe that his dying was not in vain. You see, if you believe in God's power, then when sickness and trouble and heartaches come, human nature, you're going to be concerned. Sometimes you may worry. Somebody might cry. But I want to encourage you this morning. Don't give up. Don't cop out and try to commit suicide. Don't think that drinking all the liquor you can find is going to run it away. Don't think that if you get high, it's not going to be there when you come back down. I want to let you know that if you want to really know what the peace of God is that passeth all understanding, it is believing that he can do what nobody else can do. When you look at your life and you take a self-examination, hallelujah, every one of us have sinned and come short. But thanks be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's why he died, so that you and I would have the right to the tree of life. You got to believe the word of God. There are a whole lot of things that you might not believe in. And we are quick to tell somebody, I don't believe in that. Do you really know what they're talking about? See, sometimes you got to have an understanding before you can believe. There are things in the Bible that we don't practice as a church, but they're real. And because we don't practice it, don't make it wrong. And we need to stop looking down our noses at things that we don't understand. Because when you talk about the spirits and the gifts of God, that's blasphemy. You got to be careful how you judge other folk. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what denomination that you are a part of. There's only one God. Denomination is nothing but station identification to let you know this is the way we do it down here. That's the way they do it over there. But if you're going to go to glory, you got to do it like they do it here. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. If you don't believe anything else, believe in the word. The word will keep you. The word will carry you. How many of you have ever been down and out and you just sort of either recited, remembered, or read a scripture and it starts picking your spirits back up? You start getting your hope back up. You start feeling like, I think I'm going to make it now. I was almost ready to give up, but Lord, I got in the word. When you get in the word, you can find peace. You can find consolation. You can find a friend, a healer, doctor, lawyer, teacher, friend. No greater love than this, than a man that will lay down his life for his friends. He's Jesus. And you'll find out about him right here in this book. In the book of life, there's joy, there's peace, there is deliverance.